This is KCUR 89.3. The Mexican artist Frida Kahlo has an iconic face, with her stoic beauty, her unibrow, and her dark hair braided with flowers. Kahlo died in 1954, but she continues to fascinate people around the world, and her image is everywhere. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports on how that's especially true this spring in Kansas City.
It's a weekday morning inside the atrium at Powell Gardens, the botanical garden about 40 miles east of Kansas City. High school photography students circle around a cluster of plants, like paparazzi. The traveling exhibition, Frida Kahlo's Garden, features photographs of the artist, reproductions of paintings and drawings, and lots of plants. For Kahlo, her garden at Casa Azul, or Blue House, in Mexico City, was a source of inspiration and a refuge. Logan Crumpton is a senior at Raytown High School.
Even though I'm like a photography student, I paint and draw also, so it's interesting because like painting and art can be an outlet for pain.
Stephanie Fox Knapp is the curator of American art at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. She says when you start to look, it's hard to find a painting or drawing by Kahlo that doesn't relate to the natural world, to plants, to roots, to growth. She headed up the museum's 2013 show, exploring the relationship between Kahlo and her husband and fellow artist Diego Rivera. Knapp says Kahlo's resiliency continues to resonate.
She had an incredible sense of humor and a great wit. She always persevered. And I think that is something that we definitely sense as a theme today.
The seeds of actor and writer Vanessa Severo's play about Frida Kahlo were planted about 6 years ago.
There's Frida mania everywhere. But you take that aside and don't look at the magnet or the bag or the whatever you get that you get at the store and then go, how do I connect to this artist?
Severo launched her one-woman show called Frida, a Self-Portrait, in 2014 at the Living Room. She's refined it and expanded it for the Kansas City Repertory Theater's New Works Festival.
I would like the audience to be surprised to find all the similarities they also find with Frida, with somebody who has lived this life, this difficult life, rose above, has become kind of an icon.
Frida Kahlo had polio as a child, which left her with a limp. A tram accident in her teens crushed her pelvis, and she spent about a year in bed recovering. She lived with constant pain, and her marriage to painter and muralist Diego Rivera was tumultuous.
And I decided to take the vignettes of those tragedies from age 6 to 47 and found 6 chapters in there that I liked to touch on, to show how she rose above those tragedies and moved forward.
All right, Vanessa, go on, come closer when you're ready.
Go on, come closer. Que ves? What do you see?
At a recent rehearsal at the downtown Copacan stage, men's suits, bright costumes, and a child's dress hang on clotheslines. Vanessa Severo, as Frida Kahlo, with dark braided hair, stands on stage covered with a blanket as if in bed.
And at 6, I spent what felt like a lifetime staring at the walls of this room, listening to the children play in the streets, unable to join them because polio had decided to become my companion.
A Fox Foundation resident actor fellowship supported research trips, including 8 days in Mexico City. In New York, Severo checked out what worked and what didn't at a festival of one-person shows. And in Canada, she studied the Suzuki method of actor training.
And then this method is really strict and grounded and flat foot and straight spine. And I ended up taking that technique and putting it into the show.
Severo says she incorporates dance when something becomes too difficult for Kahlo to talk about. But there's no shying away.
She wants you to not look away and to see her. And I feel like as actors, we do that. We look directly at you. We don't want you to look away.
Severo says she'd like to live with Frida Kahlo for a few more years, perhaps taking the show on tour. Especially today, she says, there's a need for more plays about strong women. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
Frida, a Self-Portrait, runs in repertory through May 19th at the Copacan stage as part of KC Rep's Origin KC New Works Festival. And Kahlo's Garden at Powell Gardens is on view through May 25th.